And we're back, yes, somehow still on the air, for part two of the Scott and Val Save the Universe show. The only program brave enough to tackle cosmic chaos, armed with opinions, questionable logic, and absolutely no official clearance. If the universe is saved today, it'll be by accident. Strap in, lower your expectations. Let's carry on.
All right. Wow. Val's in fine form today. Joe popped in there for a second for the next segment, and I didn't know what to do. So I just like turned off his video. I hope I can figure out how to turn it back on.
That's like me scrambling during the break to figure out my headphone issue and not making it very far.
I hate that. There was one day we had technical difficulties on the show, and I was doing the canned panic time thing, and the answer was right in front of me, but we actually dropped out of the show and never came back for part two. But once we were off the air, it took me like 30 seconds to fix it. I could have done it live, but I was you're just so nervous when you're under the gun with something like that and something goes wrong. It's hard to focus.
You're panicking.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't think when you panic. Stop flailing your arms, take a deep breath, and you'll figure it out. Maybe. Sort of.
Maybe.
All right, we've got a couple minutes before we're going to bring Joe back in. I've got a thing here. Are you hungry this morning? Did you skip breakfast? All right, well, we've got some stuff that might get that stomach going for you. If you were forced to open a bakery, where people could go in and take a break... Is that a thing, Val?
We all need one.
I'm opening my own bakery. All right, a bakery. Some suggestions from the citizens of Reddit. Val, would you like to do the first four?
Sure. I'd combine it with a flower shop and call it Buns and Roses.
Ooh. Ooh, I like that.
I do, too. How about Much Ado About Muffins?
Okay.
Rolling Scones.
Rolling Scones. What a great band.
Another good one. Yeah. And Glazed and Confused.
Ooh. How about this one? Beauty and the Yeast. That doesn't sound good.
That was one I was like, no, bad choice.
All right. Bake My Day. It's okay. This is wrong, too. The pie hole. That way, when it's closing time, I can yell, shut the pie hole! And Val, the very last one.
Bake to the Future.
Which is perfect for the show, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Especially our, little segment on Odd News from 2056.
That's right. All right, let's do opposites because opposites attract. All right, so we're back and forth with what's the worst thing you've ever eaten? Val?
Ooh. Fermented shark meat.
Fermented shark meat. Hmm. All right, these are from other
disgusting
people. Think in your head, what do you think the most disgusting food you've ever eaten could be?
I know for me, it wasn't something I ate. It was something I drank.
Ooh.
And it was disgusting. So we were visiting family in North Dakota, and they're like, oh, there's this new specialty cocktail bar that opened. Let's go check it out. So our niece said, what's the most unique drink you have on the menu? And the waitress said, a squid ink drink.
Okay. Ew.
And you're not really thinking that it's actual squid ink, but it was actual squid ink. And so she tasted it and went, oh my God. But then everybody at the table decided, well, they had to taste it to see if it was really that bad. And it was really that bad.
Wow.
So
is that even safe?
Squid ink.
Squid ink.
I don't know. Oh, oh, ew.
So mine was, and you were there. Remember the Gorgonzola burger?
No, I don't.
Val takes me out. Val and Brad take me out for a restaurant. We're sitting at the restaurant, and I want a hamburger. It's kind of a fast-food restaurant, and there's no real hamburgers on there, but I see Gorgonzola burger. And Val says, are you sure? And I said, I'm so hungry, I could eat anything. And that burger comes, and I take one bite, and I'm done. I am no longer hungry. It was the nastiest thing I ever tasted, and Val's like feeling bad. I'll trade you my meal. She trades, and you didn't like it either.
I generally like a good blue cheese burger or gorgonzola, so it must have been something that they did that it wasn't that great.
It was not good. All right, I'm forced to eat smoked sheep heads every New Year's Day. It's the worst thing about being Icelandic. Ooh. More sheep's head. No, but do you have a goat?
That turns into a deer.
Yes.
Silkworms, canned or roasted. They're a common food in Korea. They roast them as street food, and it smells like gym socks soaked in dog vomit. The canned ones are like eating a zit.
Wow. Would you please read that description again now that you've read it once? Because that's really good.
Okay. All right. These are silkworms, canned or roasted. They're a common food in Korea. They roast them as street food, and it smells like gym socks soaked in dog vomit. And the canned ones are like eating a zit. How do you come up with that description?
I don't know. I'm eating a zit. I'm wondering if anyone's ever popped a zit and had it go in anyone else's mouth. It's horrible. Why did you do that story
like
twice?
A silkworm. Because you told me to.
Oh. All right. When chicken McNuggets have those stupid hard spots in them, ruins the meal. It does. I agree with that.
Oh, for sure. Oh. This person said, I was eating Doritos one time and I got this one that looked like a piece of charcoal. Tasted like two. I wasn't paying attention at the time, so I ate it. Couldn't get the taste out of my mouth for hours.
Oh, it was probably a piece that fell on the bottom of the machine, been there for 10 years, and somehow bounced back up and ended up in a bag. Oh. Just guessing. All right, last one here of worst thing you ever eaten. This person said, I made macaroni and cheese once, and I used, well, who uses this in their mac and cheese anyways? But he says, I used expired mayo in place of the milk. What were you expecting?
Oh, maybe water would at least been a little better.
All right. Anything else that you can think of that's totally disgusting that you've eaten before there?
I'm trying to think of something that you just put in your mouth and then go, oh. I tell Brad sometimes, not that it's disgusting, but I'll take a bite of something and I'm like, here, do you want this? And he's like, why? And I'm like, it's not worth the calories.
That's a good one. All right. We've got a friend in, what do we call that? The green room, Belle? Yeah, the green.
Yeah, I think that's what you call it.
Yeah. All right, let's go check on our friend. There he goes. He's ringing the bell and everything. Mr. Wolzinski.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show that goes nowhere yet somehow everywhere is about to astound you again. Live from the tropical country of Belize, it's your RFN entertainment guy, Joe. What?
Joe Wolz.
Joe Wolczynski.
No?
Wolzinski.
Closer, Doc, then?
It's time for Ski by the Sea from Scott and Val. Save the universe.
All right. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Joe Wolzinski.
Good morning, Joe.
Oh, how's the weather in Belize today? Gonna unmute your mic so we can laugh at you.
No, oh, my mic is unmuted. I was just, you know, you guys play with me, I'll play with you. Good morning, Paul and Val. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. We're starting off you with 10,000 points there, buddy.
All right.
Did you see?
Cheers there, Joe. Cheers. You're drinking, I don't know what, but it's Cinco de Mayo. I'm having margaritas.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo.
Do you guys know it's 7 o'clock in Washington, right? What 8 and 9 in Belize?
That's 9 in Belize.
All right.
But what's the saying,
you know,
Scott?
You can't start day drinking unless you start early.
Well, it's 11:30 here. I'm close.
What's the saying, Scott? Come on, what is the saying?
Cinco de Mayo?
No, the saying
it's
about 5 drinking.
5 o'clock somewhere?
5 o'clock somewhere?
No. No, I'm old enough. I'll drink whenever I dang well want to, okay?
Okay, there you go. I don't know if you caught Ken this morning, but he's really like picking up on your vibe, and he awarded Val 3 shots today instead of 3 coconuts. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. What's drumming up in the world of entertainment, Mr. Wolzinski?
So, hey, first of all, can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
Okay, good.
Sure.
So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about what's new on the streaming services, and it's what I like to call buffering for dollars.
Okay. I like this.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Amazon Prime Video.
Okay.
May 2026. Spider-Noir. Nicolas Cage, I think you guys have heard of him, stars in a 1930s noir superhero series premiering May 27th.
Wow.
Superhero and noir style.
Yes, yes. And Spider, I don't know. Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, Ghost War. Ooh. New film starring John Krasinski, May 20th.
All right. Okay. Couple good flicks.
That's Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. Max, HBO Max, May 2026. Song of the Samurai, live action Japanese period drama, debuts May 9th.
Okay.
Greenland 2, Migration. Gerard Butler returns in post-apocalyptic thriller, May 8th. So I'm assuming that's a sequel, Greenland 2.
It is. Yeah.
Okay, I thought it had to do with us.
I don't know if I was that. Yeah, I didn't know if I was that impressed with Greenland 1. So
it wasn't worthy of a sequel.
Wasn't Greenland 1 where we were going to buy the country or something?
See, not worthy
red,
of a sequel.
Blue Land.
I don't know. Anyway, Netflix. I hear the prices have gone up. May 2026, Lord of the Flies, the first ever TV adaptation of the classic novel.
Ooh.
May 4th, right? Lord of the Flies. Yeah. If you taught high school, you'll be very familiar. Not because they read the book, because that's kind of how high school was. Teaching high school was like Lord of the Flies. The Four Seasons, Season 2. Tina Fey-led comedy returns May 28th.
Okay.
I guess that's all we need is Tina Fey.
Tina Fey.
Disney Plus, of course. Disney Plus, more money out of your paycheck. But anyway, Star Wars Maul, Shadow Lord. It's the finale. I've never seen the season beginning and didn't know it exists, but animated series finale. So it's over. It was May 4th. We missed it.
No, sorry, you can guys, go on there and you can watch them all. I started a couple weeks ago. I love cartoons.
Yes. Okay. And now, last but not least, is Hulu, May 2026. I think I've used this joke before, but send help. That's what the sign says when you enter from Canada to America. Anyway, send help. Okay, when you can't make a new
I'm
joke,
pushing my choices.
Okay, send help. Sam Raimi, we all know what he's famous for, right?
Spider-Man, Evil Dead.
Evil Dead, yes. And he brought... gave us Bruce Campbell.
That's anyway. Right. That's right. Best one. What an Army of Darkness.
Yeah, that's right.
It's funny Sam and Raimi. Scary.
Say what?
It's funny and scary.
Oh, yes. Sam Raimi thriller starring Rachel McAdams and Dylan O'Brien, May 7th.
What's that called?
Send Help.
All right. Okay.
Okay. And then Deli Boys Season 2. A comedy drama about a family drug empire, May 28th. Hey, just what we need to laugh at. Kids dying on drugs. I got to watch that one.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, so how's things going?
Okay, I'm guessing that was the end.
That's it. I'm sorry. I don't know what you expect of me.
Next time you talk to Hulu, tell them we're ready for another season of Alien Earth. It's the best thing they've ever done.
Alien Earth. I don't know.
Yeah, the Alien movie franchise on Earth. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
check
all
it
right.
Out.
Sounds
all right.
Good.
That's my
I'd like to see, for Prime, I'm ready for a new Reacher. So
Jack Reacher.
So I don't know when that's coming out.
I think if he keeps up the bad press, I don't think there'll be another season.
Really?
But
what started out as bad press for him in that story ended up actually showing that he wasn't the one at fault. So that's kind of.
But he's the one that knocks the guy down.
Oh, the neighbor thing.
No, when you see it was maybe he shouldn't have, you know, used physical contact, but it was the other dude that started the whole thing.
Oh, you just don't get to see that on the version of his door cam. Or I think they said it was a neighbor's door cam. So,
Well, you see what people want you to see.
Right. He was provoked. And so, yeah.
That's a guy I don't think you'd want to provoke because he's three times the size of a normal man. So,
but you know, you look at those bar situations where it's the smallest guy in the room decides to call out the largest guy in the room for some reason.
No, you shouldn't call out Scott like that. Come on.
Yeah.
You should not call out Scott like that. That was cold.
It's Scott calling out Brad. That's Brad.
That's the scary one. But then I run before he can catch me because he's slow with that new hip. All right, Mr. Joel Wilczynski and all the entertainment news. I know exactly what I'm going to go watch.
Let's give three coconuts to, I don't know, whoever needs them today. I mean, you know.
I need some. You've never given me any coconuts.
And you'll probably never get any, Scott. Okay. But I'm sorry. All right. But I will drink to you.
All right.
Here's a drink.
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you all later.
All right. Have a great week. We'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you very much. Mr. Joel Wilczynski in Ski by the Sea. Could you imagine what it would be like to spend the rest of the afternoon in Belize? How cool would that be? We really need.
I'd like to imagine that.
We really need to go visit him for sure. All right, moving along this morning, we have, and just in time, I think we did something in the first half, but I put something in the second half too because it's important. Sunday is Mother's Day, and if you want to celebrate the day right, you best be prepared, right, Val?
Yes.
Okay, she's not paying attention. Yes. So now is the time.
No. I didn't know that, it's, you know, I guess I didn't know how you threw that to me. But, you know, now that we have our mom is on the other side of the veil and still guilting us, we don't have to worry about getting something from someone else. And I have no expectations of getting anything from my sons. So it's just a Sunday.
Do your boys not get you Mother's Day gifts?
You know, Travis will usually do something, but he moved to Coeur d'Alene. So I don't expect him to come this way, especially now that he's got a wife and stepdaughters. And so I know it should be focused on them, not on me. Hmm. So, yeah.
All right. I think we need to get a little deeper into therapy after the show. All right. So now you have to take my mom's quiz. Okay. All right.
Okay.
When a woman has a baby, Val, she gets something that no one can take away from her. Okay. Is it the gift of life, deep bonds with her baby, or C, stretch marks?
Oh, stretch marks are with you for life.
Okay, okay. A mom has to take on many roles. For instance, A, when a child has a boo-boo, she becomes a healing nurse. B, when her son gets bad grades, she becomes a tutor. Or C, when her daughter's dates gets a little grabby, she becomes a bouncer.
A hitman.
A hitman, okay. Mom is always dispensing important advice. The most critical advice of all is A, remember to try and do your best, and I always love you. B, it's important to treat others the way you want to be treated. Or C, don't stick that up your nose.
I'm trying to remember what our mom's best advice was. I can, but I can't say it online. So I'll have to share that with you later and see if you got the same. No, you didn't get the same advice. You're a boy.
No, no, no.
Mine was from my mom. It was, I think I can say this much, how to avoid pregnancy.
Hmm. Huh. All right. Mine from dad was way different. Let's just say both of our parents were a little off the hook. And now you know why me and Val are a little off the hook. I wish exactly. I could tell dads. All right, Val, last one.
I wish I could tell moms.
We might have to do a special Friday night podcast only version of the show so we could tell stories. All right. All right, Val, will you do the last one? The last one, because it's all about wisdom.
All right. With age comes wisdom, and with wisdom comes mom's quiet assurance that her children will grow up to be important members of the community. That's A. B, her children will grow up and become successful in whatever they do. And C, her children will grow up and have kids of their own and have to put up with the same garbage she did.
And that's the true one. C, definitely C.
I hope your kids treat you exactly the same way as mine do.
My daughters spoil me rotten on Father's Day.
Aww.
Yeah. So always. And even though I share my birthday most of the time with Father's Day, it's a double up of love is what I like to, the way I like to look at it. So,
all right. Aw, double up of love.
Double up of love. All right. So I'm going to have a talk with my nephews.
Like I said, I have no expectations.
All right.
And you know, Matt has his own family now too. I just don't have any expectations. I want them to remember.
You worried about
them? I want them to remember.
You worried about them?
Their girlfriends, not me.
Oh well, yeah. And if your girlfriend's a mom or your partner,
yeah,
or something like
exactly.
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
All right. We're going to take a little refresher here. We promised us earlier. This is Odd Sports Part 5 with Nigel, our show AI, and he's pretty good. All right. This one does include me at about the 1 minute point. So watch close.
It's time for me! I'm Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the Fourth, your superior AI sportscaster. For the next few minutes, we abandon reason, tradition, and any lingering respect for conventional athletics. This is sports, sort of. Do brace yourself for another episode of the world's oddest sports! We begin with bossaball, a sport that appears to have been invented during a beach party that got wildly out of hand and somehow required a rule book. Played on an inflatable court with trampolines on either side of the net, bossaball combines volleyball, football, gymnastics, and what I can only describe as aggressive holiday energy. Each team has players positioned on the inflatable surface, while one designated attacker uses the trampoline to launch themselves several feet into the air. From there, they spike, kick, or theatrically fling the ball over the net in ways that would make a standard volleyball player quietly retire. Points are awarded based on how the ball lands, with higher value given to shots executed from the trampoline zone, which means style points matter. The entire match is accompanied by music and a live DJ. Timing your jump to the beat is not required, but it does feel spiritually necessary. It is volleyball. It's volleyball at a weekend in Ibiza and came back pregnant. Off to Britain, where we take a long, hard look at ducks and decide to herd them. Handlers guide the ducks through obstacles, gates, turns, and designated finish areas. No dogs, just one human being armed with whistles, gestures, and misplaced confidence. Ducks wander, they pause, they reassess. Occasionally, they cooperate just enough to give you hope before quacking off. In the end, you may finish the course, but you were lost before you started. You duck-herding muppets! Let's end our threesome of funnery today in Japan, where even a snowball fight is treated with the precision of a military operation. Yukigassen features two teams of seven players competing on a purpose-built snow court. Each match consists of timed rounds with two clear paths to victory. Eliminate the opposing team with snowballs or capture their flag. Players wear helmets and numbered bibs because this is not a game for children. This is organized for adult-sized twits. It's less playground scuffle and more winter chess. If chess involved frozen ammunition.
Concludes our tour through the sporting world's more questionable decisions. From beach acrobatics to negotiating with ducks to tactical snow warfare, one thing remains clear. Humans will try anything. I've been Nigel. This is RFN. And you've been remarkably tolerant. Off with you then. Now go! Now go!
Now go!
No!
No. There you go. And Nigel on Odd Sports. So there was a DJ in there riffing the tunes. Did you see that?
I did.
I'm kind of keen on that Yogeson. I like that. Snowball Wars. So one thing I didn't have time to work into that news story was they get each side of seven people only gets 90 snowballs.
Oh, I wondered if they were like pre-made.
And they are pre-made, all the same size. And yeah, it gets pretty aggressive. They do fake out attacks and stuff like that, trying to get the other team to waste their snowballs and things like that. You know, charge and then turn around and run back to your barricade. So I would totally get
into it. It's truly a military operation there.
It is. All right, let's take a look at a few celebrity birthdays for today. Adele. Having a birthday. She's born in 1988. Henry Cavill, born in 1983. Naomi Scott from Aladdin, 1993. Chris Brown, the singer, in 1989. That makes me feel really old. Michael Palin, British actor from Monty Python, born in 1943. Lance Hendrickson, actor in the Aliens franchise, too, 1940. So, yeah, wow. Tina Yothers from Family Ties. How did she make the list?
Especially since it says she was born in
197 BC. I knew she was evil.
Never make fun of Tina Yothers.
No, nobody likes that. All right, on to history with my sister. We call it It Happened Today.
All right, let's start in 1923, where Syracuse University refused to let a student, Bernice Goldstein, graduate because she could not learn how to swim.
Whoa. Okay. It's rough.
1925, John T. Scopes was served an arrest warrant for teaching evolution in violation of the Butler Act.
Okay.
Interesting.
Scary.
1961, Alan Shepard became the first American to travel into space, making a suborbital. You'd think I'd be able to say that since, you know, I do it all the time. Making a suborbital flight of 15 minutes.
Cool.
1999, a man who admitted making thousands of obscene phone calls over a three-year period was arrested in Vienna, Austria, after one of the women told him she was busy and would return his call. So he gave her his phone number.
Nice. Yeah, I'll give you my number and then call back and offend you later. Sure.
Yeah. 2004, Picasso's 1905 painting, Boy with a Pipe, sold for $104 million at Sotheby's in New York, setting a new record for an auctioned painting.
Wow.
We'll go on to 2005, where a 38-year-old suburban New York City man allegedly admitted to police he drank 10 beers before lighting a commercial-grade firework inside his house, blowing up the house and burning himself and a female companion. A sheriff spokesperson said the firework, designed to spread a pattern up to 50 feet across, was set in an 8x8 room.
Oh, that's fun. Oof. It's like that time I was shooting him off the boat. It's all we'll say for now.
2009, a new study revealed that the French spend more time at the table and in bed than other nations.
I thought it'd been the bathroom. Because they always go wee wee. The delay is killing me.
2015, Prince William and Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, announced the name of their baby girl, Prince Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. And finally, my last one, 2018, an electric cigarette exploded, killing a man in St. Petersburg, Florida. It was the first U.S. death from a vaping product.
What? Wow. Wow, he must have hooked up a car battery to it.
I don't know, those lithium batteries.
Wow,
unless
scary.
It was a lithium car battery.
So I was charging one on a solar panel. In the sun, and was doing it outside because I was kind of worried about this particular solar panel because I was thinking it wasn't shutting off when the battery was reaching fully charged. And those mostly like your yard lights that are really bright use a 3.7 volt lithium round battery. Like it looks like a giant AA battery, like three times the normal size. And I was charging one of those with the solar panel, and it exploded and literally shot up off the table 6 feet when it exploded. I mean, I was like, I was maybe 10 feet away. Bam! I jumped and I see the thing flying up in the air, and the whole light flew up in the air and came back down. Everything melted and scorched. So, and then it continued to burn because it's lithium. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very.
We have a friend who's a police firefighter, and he shows us some of the videos of lithium battery fires. And he said, you just have to stand back because you can't put them out.
Wow. All right, holidays and goofy events as we head toward today's odd news. Revenge of the 5th, the follow-up to Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you, because we can't get enough Star Wars. It's
of course.
Hug a Shed and Take a Selfie Day, a quirky day encouraging to take selfies with sheds. And I got a new one. I'm going to do it.
Oh, I think you should.
Yeah. Totally Chipotle Day, celebrate the smoky chili pepper. National Cartoonist Day. Museum Lovers Day, visit a museum and appreciate your local history. National Hoagie Day, enjoy a submarine sandwich.
They're always good. A good sandwich is always good.
A day to recognize manicurists. It's Nail Day. Go, ladies. Oyster Day, not to be confused with Octopus Ink Day, which is tomorrow. If you want another cocktail, though. All right. Poem on Your Pillow Day, a romantic fun day to leave a poem for someone. They're going to be real creeped out when they get home and see mine, though, since they don't know me. I was trying to make you choke on your margarita. And it's National Astronaut Day, celebrating astronauts and space exploration. And we'll participate in that. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And Val, did you know it's Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, really? I better go get a margarita.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. May your margaritas be strong and your cultural appropriation tasteful. Oh, tequila! May your margaritas be strong and your cultural appropriation tasteful.
Yeah! You know, I had to play it a few times because it is, you know, I made the song and you only get to do it for one day. So, yeah. All right, we're moving on to odd news. I'm going to leave this goofy little screen up because we're going to be playing some things through it. Stand by.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for odd news with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places, too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes, yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
All right, seven big, beautiful stories packed with some funny songs and some funny videos and my beautiful sister here to kick it off.
All right, in Chicago, Illinois, a 53-year-old man is facing charges after deputies say he broke into a freight train loaded with laundry detergent. Authorities say a police drone spotted the suspect climbing into the rail car, opening it up, and tossing boxes of detergent onto the ground like he was stocking the world's least exciting black market. Investigators recovered about 20 boxes as the man tried to flee by running down the tracks. Officials have not said what the long-term plan was, because if you're stealing from a freight train, most people at least expect, like, televisions, maybe. Mm-hmm. Instead, this man risked jail for enough detergent to make the neighborhood smell Mountain Fresh for at least 6 years.
Chicago midnight, creeping down the line, 53 and feeling like a criminal mastermind. Ride that rail car open under moonlit skies, started tossing detergent like a coupon paradise. 20 boxes flying, cops up in the air, drone said, buddy, we can literally see you there. Took off running hard, but the ending was bleak. Now he's mounting fresh until about next week. Most thieves chase cash, TVs or fame. He stole enough detergent to brighten his shame.
Ah, all right, off to Scotland we go. Air Scotland. Police were called after witnesses reported a man misbehaving strangely with a garbage bin.
Oh.
I edited this. Court proceedings heard the man was allegedly seen naked by a trash bin eating cardboard from it. He later told authorities he had lowered his trousers to take a look at some injuries. Is that what you call him? The explanation did not fully clear things up. He was sentenced to unpaid community work. At some point, each police officer asked himself where their career took a wrong turn. And somewhere in Scotland, a garbage bin has trust issues.
Down in air on a chilly little night, neighbor saw a scene that did not look right. Man by the bin with no trousers to show, eating cardboard like a late night show. Said he was checking injuries, that was his defense. Nobody that found it made much sense. Wheelie bin romance, what a tragic song. Every choice here somehow went wrong. Now somewhere in Scotland under moonlit skies, a trash can sleeps with trust issues in its eyes.
Yeah. That's wrong. What's that guy doing in our trash can, honey?
Don't look, but it was too late.
Yeah. Oops.
In New York City, a group of teenagers reportedly forced their way into a Manhattan church during what police describe as the latest speedrunning social media stunt. Officials say the group pushed through a locked door, ran through the building, threw objects, and damaged property while people were attending a seminar. A staff member reportedly suffered minor injuries. Authorities say the trend involves young people filming themselves rushing into places for online attention, because apparently regular hobbies now seem too slow. Nothing says, I'm making smart life choices, quite like committing a trespassing for a clip that will be forgotten in 8 hours.
Wow.
No longer trending, dude.
Good. Grandpa's
ran through the building for a 7 second clip. Do some things around for the social media trip. People at a seminar trying to mind the day. Then chaos burst in and ran away. Minor injuries, property dented too. Off of lights that expired before noon. Running fast, run out dumb. Internet fame makes the brain go numb. Running fast, now they dodge the law. This is modern culture in one big flaw. 8 hours later, nobody cares, but they'll have time to think of counting three squares.
A cot in three squares. I love it. I love it. All right, on to San Francisco. You know, I don't have much of a problem with them doing that because it was a Scientology church.
Ooh.
I'm just joking.
Okay.
It's still wrong. It's still wrong. Just a joke.
Still wrong.
Still wrong. In San Francisco, police used a drone to help arrest suspects connected to a series of gold robberies. This one in particular, a gold chain robbery near a school. Investigators, the officers were watching a vehicle believed to be tied to several crimes when the drone following the movement, with the drone following the movement from above, plus the suspects reportedly tried to move around the neighborhood without realizing this guy had some eyes on him. Police recovered stolen property and made arrests. Criminals used to worry about witnesses, but now they have to worry about being caught by a hovering police camera with some amazing eyesight.
San Francisco sunlight, gold chain gone. Suspects moving slick, thought the trail moved on. Police had a drone with a patient little hum, watching every turn like, wow, they're so dumb. They ducked down alleys, crossed another street. Never knew the sky had them on repeat. The sky was watching every move. That tiny buzz had something to prove. Criminal plans look pretty bold till the drone said, nice try, hand back the gold.
Do a little trip back to the 60s. All right, Val.
Oh, I liked it.
All right, this one's got an insult at the end. If you pause and you don't want to say it, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
A social media post involving seashells turned into a full legal headache this past week. Federal prosecutors announced charges against former FBI Director James Comey after authorities said a now-deleted Instagram post showed seashells, which is kind of hard to say, showed seashells, arranged to read 8647. Officials say the post was interpreted as a threat. Comey later apologized and said there was no violent intent to the president. Imagine being hauled into a national controversy because of decorative beach debris. That may be the first time in American history someone got in trouble for aggressive coastal crafting by an infantile man with a God complex who just happens to be our president.
So I heard they were going after Comey again, but I had no idea it was because he arranged seashells to spell 8647.
You know, and what's so silly about that, they were saying he was, he was advocating for violence against the president. 86 means you're banned for life.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean any type of violent. You're banned for life.
Yeah. Val's been 86 from several bars and no one ever tried to kill her for it.
Exactly. They weren't advocating violence. They were just, you know, saying you've had one too many margaritas, Val.
You know, it's just going to get worse because he's going to keep attacking people because his approval rating has dropped down to 32.2% as above this morning. I'm still amazed there's almost a third of Americans that still like this creep.
Well, and I don't know if he posted it on Truth Social or if he said it live, but he said anybody who talks bad about him will be sorry.
Oh, here we go then. All right. Another story here at a school event in South Korea this past week. Organizers attempted a mass paper airplane world record, but ran into problems nobody fully anticipated. Thousands of students launched the paper airplanes all at once because they're all supposed to fly. Officials say many flew beautifully, but many more flew directly backward, and a surprising number achieved what experts would call immediate floor contact. Witnesses described the scene as stationary panic. Organizers still reviewing totals, but it turns out paper airplanes obey the same laws as Spirit Airlines aircraft. Most gravity and disappointment. And let's take a look at the kids.
One, two, three.
Aww. I'm sorry. I just like to see kids cry. All right. The last story about a snake, and it's all yours, Eve.
All right. In Brisbane, Australia, shoppers got an unexpected surprise when a live python was discovered curled up inside the front of a vending machine. Wildlife handlers were called after customers noticed the snake calmly staring out from behind the drink display. Officials say the reptile appeared relaxed and made no attempt to leave, which is fair. If you had air conditioning, fluorescent lighting, and a front row view of human nonsense, you might stay too. The snake was safely removed and relocated. For several hours, however, it was the only vending machine in history that could honestly claim its drinks had bite.
Ooh.
Hey! As a king while the panic grows. Cold air humming, fluorescent light. Front row seats to humanity at night. Didn't move much, just watch the scene. Probably judging every caffeine fiend. Snake in the vending machine tonight. Coiled up, cool in a supermarket light. Venom and Black Mamba are energy drinks. Put python every bite. Squeeze to give you 40 winks.
And that's a wrap for your odd news on Tuesday. I want to thank you for being here, for listening. If you missed any part of the show, you want to catch some of the videos we played throughout the week, we cut it all up and put it in individual snippets. Today we will post Alan's weather if you missed that, and we'll also do the odd news program. Other than that, we want to thank you and let you know today was episode 17, if you were looking for it, Val.
Wow. Yeah, so you have lots of different shows you can watch, not just today's. And if you go out to see what we're up to and how silly we can be sure to say hi and like and follow, because we will mention you here on the show. You can be part of this epic adventure.
There you go. All right. We've got a bunch of shows racked up. So we started streaming 24 hours a day on the Rogue Frequency Network. You can find those channels at Rogue Frequency Network on YouTube and Twitch. And we also changed the name of our Facebook page to match that Rogue Frequency Network. So easy to find. Other than that, have a great week. Val, any closing words?
Just have a wonderful day. Don't drink too many margaritas. And if you do, call for an Uber.
There you go. Have a great day.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away. And they're both in tight array. Scott and Val, here to save the universe. It's not a bad joke. Or even a
self-destruct in 20 seconds. This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
Engage.
Don't forget, catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20. I hate this job.
Scott and Val save the universe.